The UN Arab League envoy for Syria, Al-Akhdar Ibrahimi, has started intensified meetings in the Syrian capital, Damascus. He has met delegations representing opposition groups, including the National Coordination Committee for Democratic Change. The group expressed readiness to participate in Geneva II peace talks.
We wish to see the participation of all political sides, whether from the National Syrian Coalition or our committee. Even if there was international consensus on the participation of armed opposition groups, we would not reject that, because they are also part of the problem.
Geneva II conference cannot solve the Syrian issue in 48 hours. Holding it would initiate a Syrian-Syrian dialogue. So we told Ibrahimi he wished to see the conference held, because blocking it would only serve extremists.
Meanwhile, al-Ibrahimi has denied reports quoting him as saying that President Bashar al-Assad could contribute in the transitional phase without leading it.
The news published in some Arab media is inaccurate. We are preparing for Geneva conference, which is basically a meeting between the Syrian sides who will determine the form of the transitional phase and the one after it.
Ibrahimi first met with Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Muallim. Amid division among opposition groups, Muallim asserted that Syria will participate in Geneva II, underlining that dialogue should be among Syrians and led by Syrians. Al-Ibrahimi is expected to meet President al-Assad on Wednesday.
The international envoy's visit to Syria comes following a tour to Western and regional countries. The visit comes amid division among opposition groups which reject any participation in an international peace conference. In the meantime, the Syrian government remains adherent to any peaceful effort. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.